We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino. Have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis and all across the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Our usual Tuesday night gathering. We appreciate those of you that have made your way in on this beautiful, almost spring-like kind of day and evening, which leads us into a couple of notes in the open before we welcome our distinguished guests, as we do throughout the basketball season every Tuesday night. The head women's basketball coach, Scott Ruick, will join us in the first half hour, and then we'll be joined by Wayne Tinkle as both teams get ready for huge weekends in conference play. We'll review the past weekend, look ahead to the challenges for both the Oregon State men's and women's basketball teams. But a quick note, we were at Goss Stadium at Coleman Field today with our local radio show here in the Mid-Valley, the Joe Beaver Show, and we were watching the Beaver baseball team work out and practice and get ready. Friday, 11:30, the Mitch Canamara gets underway. John Warren will have the call on many of these network stations, so baseball kind of felt like it a little bit today, and we're in that time of year where baseball's getting started, basketball coming down the stretch. It's an exciting time to be sure, so we hope that many of you will tune our way on many of these network stations Friday morning, 11:30 Pacific, as Oregon State takes on, in the season opener, New Mexico. John Warren with the call on many of these network stations. When we come back, we will review an amazing weekend in so many ways, including a Friday night game that none of us will ever forget. We will also talk just a tad bit about the Twilight Zone and maybe a few other things, too, as we go today on this Tuesday night edition of Beaver Sports Talk. In the second half hour, we will review the Beavers' victory in the 353rd Civil War. We appreciate you all being here tonight. Head coach Scott Rua coming up next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice if road trips were easy?
That was our 10th consecutive green light.
Anyone need to go to the bathroom?
Nope.
I went before we left.
Great.
Hey, you in the sedan! Smooth merge!
At McDonald's, we're making things easy. Introducing the Savers Menu. Simply choose from the Sausage McMuffin, Hash Browns, Sausage Burrito, or Sausage Biscuit and get another for a buck. Easy. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
We love the new copier.
Great.
Wish you could help with data security.
We can.
Really?
Pacific Office Automation has total office solutions.
Like IT?
Yep.
Cloud-based phone systems, video conferencing, and security cameras?
Sure.
Dermatology?
Yeah. Wait, no.
Just checking. I have kind of a weird mole.
From office technology to managed IT and unified communications, PacificOffice.com is your one-stop shop to optimize workflow and save money. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
The Civil War series is brought to you by Safeway Albertsons, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The University of Oregon and Oregon State University want to thank each company for recognizing one of the longest-running sports rivalries in the nation. Ultimately, our student-athletes will benefit the greatest from their tremendous support. The Beavs and Ducks will battle head-to-head once again this year in 10 different sports. Cheer on the Beavs this season to capture the Civil War series.
Right corner to Trace for three. Go!
Here we go. Goodman looking, throws it to Pivik. Pivik puts it up, and it rolls around. Good! Mikayla Pivik with the winning shot. It rolled around, dropped through, and the Beavers win it by a score of 64-62. Unbelievable! Goodman hugging Mikayla Pivik out.
Yeah, and Ron Callen with the call on the Beaver Sports Radio Network of an unforgettable moment as part of just an amazing weekend of Oregon State basketball. And I realized there was another game then on Sunday, and that, too, was a thriller right down into overtime, into the wire. So maybe, you know, the whole primacy, recency thing, what comes to mind most? I'm still going to remember the weekend most for two things. One, that play, those last two plays, that rally from two 11-point deficits, an 8-point deficit in the fourth quarter to win the thing. I'm going to remember being there in Gill and that amazing atmosphere that night. And secondly, I'm going to remember the original omission, a glaring omission from a person by the name of Mikayla Pivik getting properly placed on the ballot for the Senior Class Award and is now leading that by a big margin thanks to the rally of Beaver Nation and to a person who deserves it more than any other person I've ever come across. And to talk about all of these things with us, please join me in welcoming Oregon State women's basketball head coach Scott Ruick to Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach, good evening.
Thank you. Good evening.
It was an amazing weekend. We'll get to all of it. But Friday night, Coach, that was something else. I had the rare opportunity to come to a game with my wife, and we enjoyed every moment of it. It was just an amazing experience. We'll talk about the finish in a moment. What was it like to go through a game like that Friday night?
I can't say I enjoyed every moment like you did. Right. I enjoyed the final moment for sure. And it was a, you know, in a general sense, it was a crazy weekend. It was sports and it's all summed up, the highs and the lows. I mean, that's what all these days and the things you've just talked about, the highest highs, some of the lowest lows, you know, this weekend. And so that's sports. That's the beauty of it. That's, you know, that makes the highs high, I guess. And so Friday night, we had a lot to overcome. Mentally, you have a lot to overcome. Arizona State had had our number, losing four straight games to those guys over the last 2 years. And some really painful losses. The two losses a year ago, I mean, cost us a conference title. We win those two games somehow. We were conference champs again, and we knew that. That hurt. The loss earlier this year hurt. It was our first loss of the season when we had opportunity to maybe be ranked number one in the country had we found a way to win it. And so that hurt. So, you know, you're facing a team that, you know, has delivered you a lot of pain. So you got to deal with that, and you got to be really tough against that. And we've got some seniors that definitely wanted to right that wrong or those wrongs, you know, in this game. And they played, I think, their best game of the year. Arizona State did. They came out and hit shots. They had non-shooter shooting. They, I mean, they put us behind, and maybe, I mean, with 2.6 seconds, a non-shooter knocking down a 17-footer to take the lead and maybe steal the game in Gill. And so it was one of those nights where we had to come up with big plays all night long, and this team has so much heart, so much toughness, and they found a way. And down the stretch, things aligned, and, you know, it was one of those moments none of us will ever forget.
Yeah. And we'll talk in the second segment here tonight as you get ready to take your team to Los Angeles with another challenging schedule and playing USC first, then UCLA, which only has two losses on the year. Monday night, ESPN2. It's a great showcase game. But when we do that in the second segment together tonight here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we'll also talk about Kennedy Brown. And that was part of the Friday night game. When I say I enjoyed every minute of it, that's wrong. Because no one, could just feel the pain and the quietness in Gill when she went down with what we have found out to be, is unfortunately for her, a season-ending knee injury.
Yeah. Tragic, honestly. And it's the last thing you ever want to see. You know, and unfortunately now we hadn't had one season-ending injury, you know, for eight years. And then Kat's a year ago, then Taya's earlier this year, and then Kennedy's. And so, you know, it's part of sports, but it's the last thing anybody ever wants to see. You know, and so bless her heart. You know, she's an amazing person. This family's rallying around her, already has. Beaver Nation's been unbelievable in their support of her. Our team will continue to rally around her. And then here she is turning around and donating her hair 40-some hours later with a smile on her face, keeping a, you know, obviously a great attitude in a scary situation, unprecedented for her. But, you know, that's what I'm saying, the lowest lows to go along with the highest highs.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Kennedy as a freshman and the spirit of your program that she exemplified in the donation on your damn cancer game of 10 inches of her hair. And just right after one of the toughest things I'm sure she's ever been through in her life to maintain the poise and the composure and the kindness in her spirit to do that. Right in line with somebody by the name of Michaela Pivick that we'll talk about in our next segment. But the game itself, Friday, Coach, when you talk about the shot hit by the Sun Devils, 2.6 left. You have one timeout left, and you use it to advance the ball, and you drew up a play. And where I was watching, I saw you talking to Maddie a lot, Maddie Washington, during that play. So you had a pretty good feel for what you wanted to do. From a coaching standpoint, take us through that play, if you would.
Yeah, they corrected the clock to 3.1. We advanced the ball. And, you know, it's funny how things happen. You get into games as a coach, and you just have feelings. We might need this. We might need this. Usually our ASU games come down to the end. Usually it's close. So we better be prepared for those situations. And that morning, it's ironic. I had to get kind of upset at the team because we didn't execute that play well. And I feel like we should know that play. We haven't done it for a while, but we should know that play. We got it wrong. So I had to slow him down, and I said, correct him, and let's get that right. Maddie has never been the one passing. Kennedy mm-hmm. was in that position in shoot-around. And so I put Maddie in the game to execute that pass. And, you know, you never know exactly if things are going to work the right way you hope. But in that instance, things were perfect. Kat cut right on time. Aaliyah made a great pass to Maddie. Maddie to Kat, and then Kat with the finish at the basket, and Destiny got out of the way just in time with her defender. And so everything, you know, it couldn't have gone better, of course.
And Michaela's pick, I mean, the screen is a big part of the play, too, to allow Kat to cut.
And Michaela's setting a great screen for her. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so, you know, everybody's kind of going crazy over that because now I'm thinking, okay, well, you played a tie at home and went on the road. That's the old baseball adage. You played a tie at home, went on the road, and you'll go into overtime and take care of business. That's just sort of what I was thinking. Okay, we got an overtime situation coming. Yeah. When did you kind of know, wait a minute, this thing isn't quite over yet?
Well, the ball went out of bounds. All our players saw it, and they're all pointing. We look up at the clock. There's point one. The officials say we got to go to the monitor. I knew there were none of our players around, so we knew that they threw it out of bounds. If one of their players would have touched it, the clock would have run out, and so it didn't. That's what they went to review, but it was our ball the entire time. It's out of bounds, off of Arizona State, our ball. Mm-hmm. If there's still time, if it's point one, then here's something we can do. If it's point three or more, here's something we can do. And so everything in that timeout went to point three or more, mm-hmm. where you can catch and shoot. And so, sure enough, our ball, point four on the clock. And now this is, I mean, we had not talked about this play this season until earlier in shoot around today. Where,
that very day.
Or that day, I should say. Yeah, that day, one of the last things we did was put in a short shot clock shot. And it ended up being a lob pass. And it was, you know, obviously the perfect play at the time. We messed that up every time, too, because that is a play, as everybody has heard already, Katie McWilliams. You know, we ran that three different times during her career to her, including our Boise State game last year, which was a huge play in that game. And I don't have a Katie McWilliams right now. There's no 6'2 jumping athlete that we can throw the ball up, you know, 8 feet in the air. And so we tried it with this person. They missed every time. And so Aaliyah was taking it out, but our debate in the timeout was who's getting the lob pass. Mm-hmm. And it eventually, with their input, became Michaela off of Kat's screen. And so, sure enough, Aaliyah puts it in the perfect spot. Mick goes up in between, and if you look at her, she goes and competes for that ball. You know, she had to go to the ball through defenders to get it, and then she just has such a nice, soft release. But how dramatic was that? One of the coolest parts of watching that play was watching all the players stop and watch. And so the ball hits the back of the rim, bounces up above the square on the backboard, and then comes down and doesn't go straight through. Hits the rim again, then again, and there's nothing for any of us to do but just stand and watch and wait. And so it had this traumatic pause, you know, and then it went through, and Gil just erupts to one of the greatest moments, you know, that you can imagine in sports.
And so glad that it was for somebody we'll talk about after a break, Michaela Pivik hitting a shot like that in that moment. And what a way the weekend has flowed ever since then. You talked about it right after that game. Aaliyah Goodman was a halftime guest with me on Saturday just saying, a mistake's been made. You talk about Twilight Zone. How could Michaela not make the final 10? We'll talk about that issue, and I think what's having a very good outcome next with Coach Scott Ruick. Wayne Tinkle still to come. It's great to have you with us from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The Vet Ticks program at Oregon State is presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel and Oregon State are proud to provide tickets to veterans throughout the athletic year, which helps reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, build lifelong memories, and encourage service members and veterans to stay engaged with local communities and American life. To learn more or to register for the program, please visit vetticks.org. 10 Barrel Brewing Company, official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Please drink responsibly.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. We are celebrating our 20th year in business. We're open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Call ahead to minimize your wait and secure your favorite barber. With 34 locations, come see why over 50,000 customers a month choose The Barbers. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts, and proud supporter of Beaver Athletics.
We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Strike Light is here to help you approach every day with confidence. With a heavy-duty shell that takes the form of a high-intensity flashlight combined with the protection of a loud stun arc, the Strike Light is a trusted companion to take anywhere you go. Visit StrikeLight.Taser.com and use the code SAFETY for a $99 Strike Light. That's code SAFETY at StrikeLight.Taser.com.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
She gets it across half court. Bezzetti on her. Between the circles. Gets the screen from Jones. Changes directions. A three-pointer for Destiny is good. And the Beavs take the lead. 38-37. Destiny Slocum with 14 points.
That was part of a big atmosphere in the win. That gave the Beavers a one-point lead. I think the biggest lead in that game against Arizona State was two. I mean, you had to really fight. You had a two-point lead when you went on the 10-0 run to lead 56-54, and then, of course, the 64-62 final margin. Scott Ruick joining us here at Buffalo Wild Wings for a few more minutes before we shift gears and talk Civil War basketball and the men at home again this week. There was a sense of incredulity, disbelief, indignation even, when Michaela Pivik, who back when you were here on the show January 18th, she was announced as one of 30 candidates for the Senior Class Award, CLASS. It's an acronym that stands for Celebrating Loyalty and Achievement for Staying in School with Community Service, Academic Achievement, Community Service Components. As we read through the criteria, you said, well, they could name the award after Michaela Pivik, and you weren't joking. They could. And so that sense of where is she in the list of the finalists for 10, again, Aaliyah Goodman was my halftime guest coach Saturday at the Civil War, and she just said it took her hours to even, she thought a mistake had to have been made.
Yeah, I thought the same. Yeah. So it was Thursday, right before practice. We were actually going from film up to the court in Gill to practice the day before our game, and I saw a tweet that said that she was omitted. And I was like, this has to be a mistake. I mean, it's impossible to be more deserving of that award if it's based upon the things they say it's based upon. And so I talked to our sports information director, Trevor Kramer. I said, Trevor, we didn't make a mistake here, did we? I mean, everything's on. And he's like, no, we submitted everything. And he goes, I can't believe it either. And the basic consensus among anybody that knows Mick and knows this is that this would be the most disappointing, most incomprehensible thing to possibly happen, because she is so deserving. Who has her basketball acumen, her basketball accomplishments, who's been recognized, who's on so many watch lists, in career record lists, in top tens across the board, maybe the most impactful overall player ever to play at Oregon State statistically, then has a 3.93 in biohealth, is halfway through her master's, is pre-med, has received grants for community service, started community service programs within our athletic department, has traveled overseas for community service, has hundreds of hours of community service, and then has everybody that's ever known her speak to her character as high as you could ever speak about anyone. Yeah. Who has that? Nobody. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I say it's just a no-brainer that Mick wins that award, right. Let alone the fact that she represented our country last summer, playing in the Pan Am Games as a starter. And so she checks every single box. And so I'm so thankful to see her name back in, right. That they reconsidered, they looked at it again, and they recognized they made a mistake.
Yeah, and we can leave it at that. I mean, I don't know what all happened since that moment, you finding out. And I know Beaver Nation.
I know Beaver Nation. That's one thing I know. Nation has rallied in a big way, right. And continues to, because these people understand who she is and, yeah. What she's done for our community.
Right.
And everybody that knows her understands what she's done for our game. She's an incredible human.
Right. And Paul Blackburn here at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight was telling us that the fan vote, which is a third of the component, there's a coach's vote and a media vote as well. Paul says the latest in terms of percentage of vote from the fans, Michaela, was it up to 32%, and I think the person in second has 14.9%.
Yeah,
so Beaver Nation has rallied, as it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the way it is. Great job, everybody,
yeah,
from Michaela.
Thank you.
And the thing that's amazing to me about all of this, Coach, is if she were sitting right here, she'd say, she hasn't done any of these things to try to win the award. She's probably the person least exercised over a lot of this stuff. But her teammates and the people that love her, the fans, the community, are all just, we're indignant, but she probably was just moving on doing the next community
selfless
service thing.
Selfless. Well,
yeah.
She is human.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there was a little hurt in there.
Sure.
I know there was. She wouldn't admit that, though. But this is a person that everything she does, everything, is for others.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she get a 3.93? Because she's preparing herself as best she can to be someone that can help people the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Why does she work so hard every day on her game so her team can have success? No matter what her role may be. And so that's just who she is day in and day out. What an incredible example that she is to all of us.
Let's close with a thought about the road ahead. You've got four road games in a row, as if your schedule hasn't been tough enough. But here you go. USC, UCLA, then the Bay Area over the next four. And you're down Kennedy Brown. Taya Corsdale hasn't been able to go with the hamstring injury. So this is just the latest in what's been a very challenging year. But your team has a chance now to kind of find a way again through all of this, as difficult and challenging as it is.
That's how we're looking at it. You know, we have opportunities still. We've created great opportunities. We're ranked 11th. I don't know what our RPI is, but
14.
I know it's 14. Mm-hmm. And so it's still in a good place, considering the adversity that we've faced. And so now what can we do with the hand we've been dealt? And you've got a bunch of winners throughout this program, you know, that are excited about the challenges ahead. And certainly you go into USC, that's always a tough place to play against a very talented young team that's very talented and getting better as the season goes on. Their young freshmen are playing excellent basketball, and they've been very competitive as of late in our conference. And then, you know, Monday night, UCLA is having one of their best seasons. They have an enviable schedule this year, but you can't fault them for that. They're doing a great job with it, coming off a big win at Stanford last weekend, and so playing great basketball, and so a big test on Monday as well. You know, but it is what it is. Life in the Pac-12, and
it's
so
never
we're
been
excited
better, has it? I mean, it's never been better.
Our conference has not.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the longevity of the coaching and the staffs. Everybody knows what they're doing. There's no weakness in our conference. Every night is an absolute war. Cultures are built. You know each other so well. We scout each other so well that you're going into your weakness all night, every night, and it's a lot to overcome. And it's fun because of it. It gets your best. And so we're going to have a bunch of battle-tested teams ready for the postseason. And so each night's a challenge, but we didn't sign up for something easy.
Scott, we appreciate you being here tonight, Coach, with your wife, Carrie, your son, Cole. Glad to have you guys here, too. Thanks for coming down and joining us. We'll be following you closely in Los Angeles. Thanks for everything.
Let's hear it for Head Coach
Scott Ruick. We'll come back with Wayne Tinkle to talk about that great Civil War win and the Mountain Schools coming in. That's next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes. Made with fully roasted tri-color baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
When you were a kid, time seems to drag.
Then suddenly you're 15, and it's completely different. You go from singing soprano to bass, and you grow a foot taller overnight.
But you get through it. I did. Good thing I've had routine physicals along the way. And with my Pacific Source Health Plan, they don't cost a thing. $0 for a routine physical and other preventive care services. And I have zero problems with that.
$0 routine physicals. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to make a slam dunk for your family's fire safety. Now that we're in cold weather season, be sure to use your home heating equipment safely. Keep things that can burn, such as paper, clothes, blankets, and curtains, at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment. Plug portable space heaters directly into an outlet. Don't use extension cords or power strips. Also, make sure your portable heater has an automatic tip-over switch. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
This is Sean George of George Packing Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Community Hero Program. Throughout the year, Beaver Nation has been submitting their Community Hero stories, and First Interstate Bank wants to give a special thank you to Angie Cooch. Angie was nominated by her co-worker, Stephanie. Angie is not only an outstanding administrator for the Yokes at Lebanon Assistant Living and Retirement Community, but she also goes above and beyond every year to raise money and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association and give back to her community. Thank you, Angie, from First Interstate Bank, proud partners of Beaver Athletics.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Pritchard goes right, step back, didn't shoot. Now he takes it all the way to the left block, dribbles under the basket, right corner to Mathis, deep three, no good. Rebound to Ethan. Ethan on the run with Reichel and Hollins, gives it up to Reichel to the rim, slam dunk! That gave the Beavers a 50-48 lead as the Beavs from that point began to pull away and end up turning what was a 10-point deficit early in that second half into a 33-13, 17-minute run. And the Beavers win the Civil War. Final score, the Beavers 63, Oregon 53. The Beavers winning their third straight in the Civil War, four out of the last five. And that highlight there was certainly indicative of how the Beavers played and how they got that done. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State men's head basketball coach Wayne Tinkle to talk about the Civil War win and the Mountain Schools coming to town. Coach, while you were visiting with Coach Ruick and Kerry Ruick and Cole over there, we were playing the highlight to come into the show of the three-on-one break that they played enough of it that, in fact, I want Coach to hear this because there's so much in it, in the highlight itself, about what the game turned into by that your guys turned it into late. So, Shelly, can you get that thing queued up again? Okay, here we go. This is the highlight we just played, but you hear, you can kind of hear the sound of what was happening in the game. Play it again, Shelly. Pritchard goes right. Step back, didn't shoot. Now he takes it all the way to the left block. Dribbles under the basket. Right corner to Mathis. Deep three. No good. Rebound to Ethan. Ethan on the run with Reichel and Hollins. Gives it up to Reichel to the rim. Slam dunk! Well, I like that. I like hearing it again, but it starts on the defensive end, doesn't it?
No, certainly. And our guys, boy, they defended really well for 40 minutes, and I remember that play. A little bit of a long rebound off the heel. Ethan got it, and, you know, I thought he was going to go all the way. He had an option to go to Al, and then here came streaking Zach. Looked, it was maybe reminiscent of Michael Jordan maybe back in the day, but his buddies, his teammates had a good time with him in the locker room after that, but you know, just great hustle, great defensive effort. That thing, that play right there, I think maybe burst their bubble a little bit, and then he hit the huge three, maybe a possession or two after that. And really proud of the team's effort, but Zach certainly had some big plays on both ends for
us. So great to see a kid from the Beaver State in the 353rd Civil War make plays like that, but certainly he wasn't alone. Those were huge plays, but you turned a 40-30 deficit early in the second half into a 10-point win. That's hard to do in this league or against anybody, but you outscored them 33-13 over the last 17 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we did a really good job of just clamping down on the defensive end, and, you know, they came out, and we told them at halftime, hey, we were down two last year, and we won by 15, so just hang in there. We'll get this thing corrected and flipped around, and then they jump out right away, but our guys didn't panic. They just hung in there. I know Trace made a really nice play in the paint. They walled him up like everybody does, and he came inside out to Zach, and he hit the three to cut it from 10 to 7. And then there was a timeout after that, and our guys just kept battling back. And Ethan got us a couple of big buckets to get that thing tied up. And then once we took the lead, we didn't relinquish it again, I don't think. And you could just see there was a moment of truth where, you know, it seemed like we, you know, we took the air out of their deal and closed it out.
But, again, you know, we start with talking about the defensive effort and that play we played. And with Pritchard doing a lot, trying, you know, coming into the paint, coming into the block, coming underneath the basket. But Ethan was there, and the effort on him, but everybody all over the court in that whole game, really, but down the stretch, was as good as it's been.
No, really has. You know, that, and it's funny because the next day I had a bunch of people reach out, and on Monday, you know, knowing that was the day we were going to practice, Kathy Rudd and Linda Ray Hickey brought down cinnamon rolls, and they wanted to hand deliver them to the guys and thank them for that win. And obviously Kathy and Jim, they were on our trip to the Bay Area a week or so ago, and she had promised to do that, you know, after the victory. And then our buddy, good buddy from old Jefferson area there, North Albany, Bill Case, wanted to come in, and he's, you know, he said, and he came and spoke to the team Monday. He goes, I've been coming to these games for 50, 60 years. I've never seen a defensive effort like that, and I've never seen, and multiple people reached out, every player hit the floor for a loose ball at some point or another, including some guys that maybe it was the first time in their careers. And you know, that's what it takes. That's what we've been fighting for, working towards, and we've got to do it out now as we've kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball a little bit early. But we've really shown, I think, some big time improvement, even in the loss to Cal. I mean, that's one we felt like we should have had, but our last three ball games, we've played pretty well.
I asked Trace today at the media availability before your practice whether over the years you put guys into loose ball drills. I know the way, I don't know if you ran a lot of those back in the day, and even how much in the era where, rightly so, there's a lot of attention paid to make sure guys aren't hurting, you know, getting hurt in practice. I mean, there's got to be some measures that make sure that everything's safe, so to speak. But Trace did say, well, we've run the champion drill a few times. But it felt like that came out of their nature and what they wanted to do, not because of a drill per se.
No, I mean, they know what's important to Beaver basketball and what it takes to win. And we had some really good practices again leading into that game. And what we said in the locker room, we got very passionate about heart. And we talked about, you know, putting our heart on display for Oregon State, for Beaver Nation, for who they represent and where they come from. And, you know, that's it in a nutshell. But they know it's those little things that add up. And I think, and what we said was, hey, we've lost some games here at home, but starting tonight, forget about what's behind us. Starting tonight, let's get back to the return to dominance here at Gill. We can take care of that. We've got 5 out of 8 here at Gill. Let's turn it around. And the guys really bought into it and took it to the court. And, you know, we were great offensively. We could have been better. But I thought, boy, you hold that team to 53 points. You know, and we spot them a few threes in the first half on some breakdowns. But all in all, great defensive effort.
It really was so fun and energizing to watch. When you talk about good things happening at home, a sellout crowd in the 353rd Civil War, and you could feel it.
Right. I was expecting, you know, just an okay crowd, because we had a really good crowd against USC and we didn't perform well. And I thought, oh, man, that's going to really hurt us. You know, but congrats to, I mean, the marketing team, everybody that put it out there, Beaver Nation, for showing up. That was unbelievable. Yeah. That rivaled the one maybe in year two when we had a sellout, and it was electric, and I thought it was incredible. And our guys obviously fed off of it.
A record number of students on hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd like to see, and I know that some $10 bench seats have been made available for the Thursday night game against Utah, and that'll be rolled over as well for Colorado. And that's also good because it – you know, you've got a core of people that are there no matter what, but you make that. That's a good ticket price right there
for sure.
A big-time game and a big weekend.
Well, it's a big game for us. Utah's playing well. Everybody, you know, knows, you know, that, you know, Coach Chris Koyak and myself, kind of a neat little side story, played together, coached together, you know, obviously have a very close relationship. But when we play those guys, I mean, it's a Donnybrook, and it's going to be that way again on Thursday. And we need them out there to support us. And when they show up like that, our guys feed off of it, and we play at a higher level. So there's no excuses. Let's get out there.
We'll take a break and talk more about the weekend ahead, a little bit more about some of the storylines, which were many in the Civil War victory. More with Coach Tinkle from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Oregon State men's basketball team returns to legendary Gill Coliseum this November. Be there as returners Trace Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, and Kyler Kelly battle through an impressive schedule that will surely be filled with exciting big moments. Come experience the Beavers in one of the most exciting atmospheres in college sports.
Trace attacks the basket, off the glass, it counts, he's fouled!
Catch every game this year when you get season tickets starting at just $99. Call 541-737-2050 or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Whether it is OSU game day or you're getting ready for OSU game day, make sure Dairy Mart is on your playlist. With 44 neighborhood locations throughout the Willamette Valley, Dairy Mart has everything you'll need for a great game. Beer and pop, iced, chips, healthy, fresh-to-go snacks, even hot deli items, and your favorite Lock-Me dairy products. Stop into your local Dairy Mart and get what you really want for Beavers
Dairy
game day.
Dairy Mart is here, man. Dairy Mart's right here.
Fast, real fast.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Want to look your best on game day? Then make sure to visit The Barbers. For over 20 years, The Barbers have been providing top-notch haircuts with an old-school barbershop experience. Great haircuts done by the best barbers in the business and a price that won't break your pocketbook. At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts, and proudly supporting Beaver Athletics. Go Beavs!
So tell us about this new sales job at Pacific Office Automation.
It's great. They have one of the country's best training programs and killer incentives for recent college grads, so I'm really motivated.
You're motivated?
Oh my gosh.
Dad, are you okay?
This is amazing.
Our son is motivated. I'm calling Phil. He'll be so jealous.
Looking for a job that'll finally impress your parents? Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to work at the largest independent office technology provider in the country. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
Ethan hands to Trace Tinkle. Trace weaves it to Reichel. Zach does the same to Ethan. Ethan throws it to Reichel. Left wing three. Good! There's the three we were talking about in the midst of the Reichel run, the dunk and the three. That put the Beavers up 55-50, en route to a 63-53 victory in the Civil War. I like the score of that game, Coach. I mean, I don't know, you know, as you talked about earlier, to hold them to 53, you even said earlier maybe at times the offense wasn't as fluid or you weren't doing everything you wanted to do offensively, but you get into the game you're in and you ground that thing out and shut them down and did enough offensively.
No, for sure. It's funny, in a couple of the timeouts in the first half, you know, one of our coaches was like, you know, we need to do something different. They're denying Ethan with that three-quarter court pressure,
yeah.
You know, and we're getting it across. And, you know, I said, yeah, they're helping us out. I mean, let them deny Ethan. We'll get it across. Have we turned it over yet? And we hadn't. And it was like they were working harder than we were to break it. So I thought the pace was in our favor. I thought they were having to work harder than us. You know, and we worked hard in the half-court defense, mm-hmm. but we just knew that there was going to come a spurt, and, you know, Zach with a couple of baskets and Ethan at the rim, Trace a couple of post-ups, free throws, mm-hmm. you know, those were clutch down the stretch, and then obviously ending it with the big three from Zach was big, and, you know, there was a couple of turnovers in there. I think our guys were a little giddy wanting to kind of slam the door, and, you know, Trace had the one where he threw – I mean, Alfred was at the rim, but he wanted Kyler to put the finishing touch, and that's when my tie came off. But anyway,
yeah.
You know, you can't fault those guys for wanting – I mean, an unselfish play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like somebody took a bad shot trying to slam the door. It was trying to make a play for a teammate. And, you know, we kept saying under 5 minutes, hey, we got plenty of timeouts. If you get in a bad way, use them. Or if you get on a loose ball, use them. The arrow at that point was in their favor. Then we had a held possession, so the arrow now was in ours. Mm-hmm. And I remember the under four timeout. We said, okay, hey, we still have plenty of timeouts, and the possession's arrow's in our favor. So don't throw a panic pass or turn it over mm-hmm. trying to avoid a jump ball, because we'll get it back. And we made a couple of great hustle plays diving on the ball. Obviously, we should have called a timeout there and got the possession, but – you know, kids are out there trying to make plays, and there's some of the things we can clean up down the stretch moving forward for sure.
I think everyone, you yourself, I saw the tie come off, I saw the play, and the whole thing, you'd love to maybe either himself attack or just circle it out and run time and make him foul you, but it's hard to fault a guy like Trace, as you said, as hard as he plays and trying to put the seal on it, and you ended up doing it anyway.
Well, what he was trying to do, he was trying to get Kyler to dunk that thing off and put the exclamation point on it. But, you know, at that point, I think we were up 7 with 29 seconds left. If you don't have anything, you know, pull it out. They're going to have to foul you. But another thing, I think, you know, we teach our guys to get rid of the ball before they can foul you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, we hadn't been in that position in a little while, and it was the Civil War, so there was a little extra emotion involved. And, you know, ultimately, it didn't cost us, and our guys made the key plays down the stretch to pull it out.
That you mentioned the press, and they stayed in that almost the whole game, didn't they? And I thought your guys handled it beautifully.
Yeah, you know, we only had one turnover against it when somebody didn't meet a pass up the sideline. They stole it, but then turned it right back over.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
It didn't hurt us. You know, it's not like we just prepared for Oregon's press. You see us practice. 4 out of 5 days, we work on press breakers. So our guys are well-versed in that situation.
We will take a final break and come back and get some thoughts about Utah and Colorado. And, of course, right now it's all in on Utah team. The Beavers played well early. Utah, in the end, pulled away. The score is a little misleading, the final 81-69, because it was close into the last 5-6 minutes. However, because of that, I think everybody's all in on beating the Utes, and no chance to look ahead to the first-place team that's coming in here on Saturday. It's a big weekend coming up. We'll wrap it up with thoughts from Coach Tinkle about all of it. Thanks for joining us at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
Welcome back in. A few minutes remaining tonight, Tuesday night edition, Buffalo Wild Wings. We haven't made the full plan for next Tuesday night because the Oregon State men's basketball team will already have begun the road trip down to the desert. So we'll figure something out for next Tuesday night, we promise, here at Buffalo Wild Wings. But first things first, Coach, the Beavers and Utah Utes, Thursday night, Gill Coliseum at 6 o'clock, and a Utah team that has prospered at home, and you were part of that. They've only lost one game at home, and so one league game at home, and they're good. I mean, they're 10-1 overall at home, but they are 0-5 in Pac-12 play on the road, and it's a tough league.
Certainly is, and, you know, we feel like, you know, that's one that we let slip by. It was our opening league game, first game out on the road, and we played well early, but then, you know, defensively weren't quite as sharp. We let them get out in transition. We missed some shots at the rim. And, you know, I think it was just kind of the edge of the first game. And so our guys are, they've been waiting for Utah to come back to us and try to get that one back. And they're playing well of late. They did go through a four-game losing streak, and they have not prospered very well out on the road. And we've got to make sure that we've got something to do with that. You know, Larry will have them ready. And our guys, hopefully with a great environment at Gill, that we'll be ready to go. And I know that's not one we're looking past at all. We owe them one, and they're right in front of us in the table. And, you know, we get that win, we'll catapult over them and got to take care of business and then carry momentum into the weekend. And I know every time Colorado has a home game and you watch it on TV, they bring up how badly they feel about the one loss at home against Oregon State. They didn't give us much credit. They said they gave that one away, and so they'll be ready for that. But yeah, we've had some real barn burners with those guys here at Gill as well. So big weekend for us.
Huge weekend for the Beavs against the Mountain Schools. Utah does come in off a sweep, defeating Stanford last Thursday in Salt Lake City at the Huntsman Center, 64-56 in overtime, and then really played their best defense of the year probably in beating Cal 60-45, so they're coming in on a high.
Yeah, they're coming in off of a good weekend for sure, and Timmy Allen's playing really well. I, you know, the way the game's being officiated, I mean, they're supposed to be an elimination of the physicality of it. I know in the post, but we know we have our guys. We don't need to mention names that are getting beat up every night. But they've got Timmy Allen, who's leading the league in free throw attempts every game. And so we've got to do a good job on him. Booth Gotch, who hurt us down there, hasn't played in their last few games. They've really been playing that one close to the vest. They haven't come out and said what's wrong. And he's just kind of day-to-day for about 3 weeks now. So we're not sure about his ability to compete. But they're still – Rylan Jones has played really well, freshman point guard. They've got some other guys that have really come along as well. Carlson, the freshman big, had 7 blocks in a game last week. So they're starting to hit their stride. But, you know, they haven't been in Gill yet. And we'll see if we come out and – hit them in the mouth from a basketball sense, how they respond. And I know one thing, you know, they'll be ready to play, but our guys will be too.
You know, Coach, you mentioned it. I know Coach Ruick had some thoughts about the physical play. We have – it's a good thing there's music because we only have 30 seconds left, so I don't want to lead you down a road. But night in and night out, it's been tough this year to kind of figure it out.
Well, and you look at our – look at the Civil War. You know, Oregon's upset. They only shoot 4 free throws. We shot 14, but 6 of them – were in the last minute and a half when they were fouling us to stop the clock. So they weren't calling a whole lot in that game. And as long as it's consistent on both sides, I don't care.
There you go. See you Thursday night,
Coach.
All
right, buddy. Thanks for coming out.
Go Beavs. Let's hear it for Wayne Tinkle. See you all Thursday at Gill Coliseum.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.